in the Shabbos kitchen. On top, he said, you're not allowed to use a field. On the bottom, he said, Rav Moshe is a tzmur. So the question is, you know, we follow the top, we follow the bottom. So I said, I saw the vinegar in my, parents' house, my wife's, she saw her parents' house, and they were making it, I figured it must be mutter. The question, of course, becomes, but they said egg-laid cows in the sauce. Do we get egg-laid cow up here? Is egg-laid cow just in Bar Ilan? People's books, so.
I don't know. I mean, you don't have to get a
template. Well, might get me egg-laid cow. Try. We probably have some access. We didn't have access last time. Now we have access. Let's see what it says. Why not? No, it's with the Aleph.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Here it is. Here it is. Rum. That's it. Yeah. Sausage over there. That's the kind of addition we get over here. Which is a beautiful new addition. I wonder if that's up. We'll see. Okay. Let's see what this is. I don't have, I can't get a page of this. I have no idea how to find this. Let's just get a bearings. Zorea, okay. We're going to Borea. Try this. It's the old edition, but okay. Codes there. Borea. Okay. Let's try another. Still in Borea. Okay. Let's see. So he said, oh, let's go back to the source. Here on page 102 in this Shabbos kitchen, he quoted the Egle Tal as saying you may not use a specialized plea. But let us borrow a sieve off. Oh, I went too far. Look at that. I went too far. Let's try here. Big. No, I went too far the other way. All right. Tried. Dalit, hey, okay, vav. Hakol ev shumu v'betzalim chayotze v'hem. May ha peiris, sheyesh alein klipo laniach lachazman, o b'kli ha-miyuchel l'kach, afil lech aliyat ha-chay v'shem bor. He was going on, peferish. Kli ha-miyuchel l'kach, afil lech aliyat. Chay, the rice, whoa, I thought we got scared away. Every single kitzah book says it's us. Even he said it's us, even according to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's mutter. I wonder what his reticence does. I don't know. All right. He quotes it over here. Klim yuchel lekach. He wants to know. It's against the Mishnah. We saw this Mishnah last week. Watch this. Seil parnes. It's an expression in Hebrew. Go and figure out the Mishnah. Reish perakol akelim. We saw this mission last week. Kufchav, did it? I think so. Kufchav bezim advays. Kurnish alagozim lefateh abos agozim. Or if you look clean, miyuchel lefsoa mutter. It's a nutcracker. So what does he answer? An interesting answer he gives. Look on Shemidi. The b'psiyah adayin lohuvra ha'ochem b'toch ha'psolus. So I asked the kasha last week, what do you do about an almond? According to this pshat of the Egle Tal, the only time it's mutter to do these things is some kind of a walnut. So a walnut, we say a walnut has, you know, after you finish cracking the nut, you're still left with plenty of psolas there. What are you going to do with an almond? You're going to tell me that an almond, you might not use a nutcracker to crack an almond? That would be a chiddush nifla menaira. No one ever heard of that. That's why this terrace to me is a big chiddush. I wouldn't have said such a thing. I wouldn't have said such a thing. So I thought the answer is, on a simple level, there's no issue whatsoever of borer, because that is no taruvis. No taruvis, period. Now, we mentioned last time, I want to review it again, to look in the Mishnah Berurah, because that's where we're going to see some of the classical poskim who give us some help. We're discussing the question of, again, Rav Moshe, we said before, is made by a peeler. Presumably the reason is, I told you before, you're really using your hands. That's what's found in Shut Igros Moshe. It's your hands, it's the dexterity of your hand that's being used, and it wouldn't work by itself like a seed. That's how I understood. You really should see, like, can I get back to this if I go to Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I want to lose it.
I'll stay.
Let's stay. Get our emotions true. Okay. Rai Gedola, Liklof Summa Batsam, Afluklof Tapuchim is a question of Borer. The altar shari. Asher stam klip b'shumim b'tzolim u'b'sakin. Tapuchim yevshel klal klof b'yad. El tzorach loma. Kem de le'etzim ha'breira. Ein ha'sakin mevara b'yoser. B'ma ya'oser zeh b'yad. If you were able to take your fingernails and go like this, it would be the same thing. U'ma sha'oser b'sakin u'mach ma she'yevshel l'asas ha'chaticha b'yad. Can't do it. That's what he's saying. And it's comparable, he says, when the fork and the spoon, when is there an issue of borer b'kli? Barbakli is a napa kvara, where there is a hole and the kli is borrowed by itself, as I told you. Atkan, Shulish Rav Moshe printed, Chelik Alam Sim Kuf Kaf Dalin, and the result, that even a peel of Bimutter, is found in, I told you, the Shabbos kitchen as we saw earlier. Narabosai. Let us turn to the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasa. Can you get me that?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had that at all. We didn't have access to it. The right pages now. Thank you so much. You have to add 90. That's the magic number, if I recall. Okay. No. Taking a long time. Okay. Hasaras Pripa. Okay, let's read together. Muto liklo vasaklipo shall peres yerokos beitzim. Why? Yev shall agi alochol zeh biofen acher. B'derech achilosim bekach. Let's take one thing at a time. Let's see the footnotes if we can. Well, let's first see the top and go to the bottom. Klipa ruy lachil evro me'adim ochlem osakon klipa shall agvaniyash o tapuach eitz. V'mokim shiro me'adim yochlem which includes this room where we said we had a poll last week, most people eat apples with the peel. Afarsek, a peach, agas, a pear. That's true, right? Most people eat these things with the peel? Okay, so forward. You mean he had pears, she wrote me on the hill, or shall dog, or shall oaf. Who eats the skin on the chicken? Raise your hand. Apparently the majority changed. I think it was the doctors. I used to love the skin of the chicken. The doctor told me you have high cholesterol. So cut it out. So now that's it, finished. Yeah? Okay, whatever it may be. Kol ele mutal asirim b'shabbos. U'mutal lahasim as haklipa afilu b'kli ha-miyucha l'kha maklev. V'afilu liklo v'loniach as ha-mukulov aliach ha-zman. Kloma l'suda acheres b'osu yom mutar. This is if most people eat it. Then he says even a maklev is permissible. And he says, yesh machmir v'omim. Shekam ha-maklipa ruyo l'achilu rov ne'odem ochlem osa. Gamoz yesh asir v'aksam l'suda v'lo yishtamish v'tzor ha-kilu v'kli ha-miyucha l'kha. Kavula halon siflamen hey. So there are machmir. Okay? Let's just take a look at some of the footnotes and see something. Oh. Look at this footnote. I'm trying to go in order now. We'll have to analyze it later. Umistaber. The Sharinon afilu l'misha eno rogil lechol in maklipa. And both say, who does not eat an apple peel? Who does not? Who always peels it? Anyone in this room that way? Nobody. No buffoon like him in this room. Okay, but let's say, do you know anybody who only eats apple peel? Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody like that? Wow, we live in a very, I'm happy to hear that. But if there's somebody you know, Luya Tsuya, that won't eat the apple peel, says Rav Neuwirth, he thinks that even that fellow is allowed to peel the peel. For lo domin shin yutes if yud be alocha holo. Let's take a look. Open your Mishnah Berurah. Please open, if you don't mind. Shin yutes holo. Please open up. Shin yutes sif yud remaskel holo. We should really take a step backwards before we see the Mishnah Berurah, and open up the Gemara. That's always a good thing to do. Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. That's where this is all coming from. Kuf Lamed Tes. Kuf Lamed Tes in the base. Gemara tells us as follows. Omaziri. Last hour long. No sinodom yayin, solo mayim tzlulim betocha mishameres mishabes, venachoshesh. It's okay to do it. Avalachurin lo, but if it's cloudy, then not. Nasir of Shringal Lob, Omator of Chavis Shal Yayin Yena, Ushmerev, and also of Mishamet, the Shabbos and the Choshish, to the Maziri, Bain Agitos Shanu, Zok Rashi, Bain Agitos Shanu, Shakola Yeno Sakurin, the Shostos of Mishmerem, Hilk of Ein Kan Tikun, the Belav Hochi Mishnasi. Whatever you can do without the straining is permissible. Where does this come from? Look on the side, it says, Le'el daf kuf tes amin al. Turn back 30 pages. Daf kuf tes amin al. What does it say there? The very important phrase. Kuf tes amin al. It's a little less than halfway down the narrow line, but not halfway down the line. Again, quote Ziri. Alma kema de mishta siyachi la midik ovin. Since you're able to eat, to drink the wine, with whatever little shmarma there, that's the way the normal thing at that point in time. Lav media, it didn't do anything. Hachanami came with the mitzvahachi. Lav media covered applies to foods as well. If you can eat it without it, you also have done nothing. Okay, that's what it says. Fine. This is the yisod. This is yisod is quoted in Shulchan Aruch right over here in Siman Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. Take a look. Yayin o mayim shem tzlul le mutl esanam mishameres af al pi shiyesh bo ksamim dakin hoil v'ruyin lishtos b'lav ochi quotes the Gemara says the bialocha hoil mishu istinis v'i efshar le mishli ochi hecha shesh bo ksamim v'chadome efshar af the rubo di inchi lo kapti klal lo amrina bot lo daito Uladiday Asr, the Habe Bore. Prima Gadim says that if you are an Istanis, how do you translate Istanis? finicky person, someone's very delicate, and you can't, so you can't consume this with the little kiss from inside, then you personally would be unable to strain it out. So the question becomes over here. I won't eat an apple with its peel. Should be also for me, the same as we read over here in the Bialacha. That's what Bazin Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. Let's take a look at what he distinguishes. Look carefully. The Shani Hasam. The Hakismin Asman Enam Ochel. What are Kismin anyway? Who wants to translate the word Kismin? What are Kismin? Who wants to give me a translation? Anybody? What do the words mean? The word kisa we had already, if you remember, in Beit Lam and Gimel, is a toothpick. Huh? What did he say here?
It's not.
Obviously, not a full toothpick. It means some little tiny piece of something, which is obviously a psoles. But it's so small, you know, you just drink it down. No, I'm not gonna. He gives an example here: the bilah kamochim, little, look, a piece of flour. Got in there. Some kind of little tiny thing, Kismin Dakin. Says a Halakha Shmir Shabbos. That's not food. It's a tiny piece of what's really wood. Ella the robe, and the other people in the center is a mashma and a kismin because it's so small. For the chenim, who bats my makbid? It's butter. Bashek ain't hacha. Shall the robe, and the other makklipa, who ochel the apple peel. Not just that it's a psalm that you can tolerate. It's a food. Okay, I mean it after Machmeh and Zachoshabur. Who said so? Shamati Pi Chacham Echad. This is unusual in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kulchas. Not too many places in the whole Sefer you'll find Chacham Echad. I wonder if now Nebuch, the author, is no longer alive. Maybe his children know who the Chacham Echad is. Hichel Specialist, he quotes the Chacham Echad. There, I don't agree with him. But here, I think this sounds like the Chacham Echad is. I have the same Chacham Echad, I don't know. This sounds like a logical svar. We'll probably find some of the Jews too. This is what it's found. Good, we'll just try to go a little bit in order in the Shmir Shabbos. Fine. There's an interesting question over here. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Pei Dalet and Shem and Mogan Avram. Let's talk about apples. Let's take a look. Rabbi said we're trying to go in order. This is Shmir Shabbos order. Shinchav Aleph Pei Dalet. Let's look together. Who are then tapuchim vagozim ushkedim kayotze boze? Apples are considered the same. He's calling from whom? From the Mogan Avraham, as onions and as garlic. Says the Sharatzi and Tzadizayin, are prima gonna because of tzarachiyun. The klipos at tapuchim rov ha'olam ochlam also kach belot chak. V'im kein afla niach eshlam adeshari. Ah, the klipa rivin. What's rivin? Lefes, turnip. Umerin, you know that's geza, it's carrots. Yeshlomaka. Oh, carrots. We got to understand is comparable to shulam b'tzalim. Most people try to peel the peel off, but not apples. The question is, Rabosai, is the Mogan Avraham arguing the prima donna with tzis or al pidin? Is there a halach fight over here? That the prima gadim is saying if the majority of the people eat the apples, it's no problem to leave it for later on. It's not called psolus. And then Mogan Avraham says you're right and didn't, but the Metzias is wrong. That in Mogan Avraham's town, most people did not eat the apple peels. Or no, the Mogan Avraham is saying no. I'm arguing the halacha. Even though the majority of the people will eat the peel, it's still considered to be a psolus because many people will not. Now, where did the idea of majority come? Who's the source of the word majority? Anyone know? I mean, you can say it's logical, but you know, you'd like a reason to say it. Turn to the Ran on that sugya. It's on the Maram HaKavos. Turn to the Ran on the sugya of Kuf Lamed Testament base. Please turn. The Ran. In our. Dog, give me this. I gave up my list of Maram HaKavos. Make a few more copies of so it. I don't have mine in front of me. Take a look over here. on page Kuf Samach in our print. I believe it's Nun Zayin in the old print. Nimtza, or V'nimtza, Piskan Shel Dvarim. Everyone see it? The Yayin should solo. The Rubayu, the Inchi, Lo Kapti Beklal. Here we go. Here's the word Rove. I didn't make it up. The Halakha Ran said so. The Ran says it depends upon Rove. So, there it is. It's an impeccable source. So it could be no one disagrees with the source. Everyone agrees with the Ran. Prima Gaudim says the Beferish. And the Melchizedek Ran would agree, except he holds the Metzias is different. Then his town, the majority of people did not eat the apple peels. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is the Melchizedek Ran rejects the Ran. He says, no, it's not enough to have a majority. So we'll leave that in debate when we come back at a later date. But for the moment, this machlokas exists. We're going back to the Shmir Shabbos Belchasa, who quotes this dispute. Primogenitor's question is, so why is he answering it? So you could say, the Maharav agrees with him, and the Datahu, machlokas and Matthias, Shen Ro, Bene Adam, Ochim, as Klimas at Tapuchim, Ayin Achenami, Beklimas, Shobin, Ochim. Okay, so he's in a paskin that way. He's in a paskin that way. Fine. Adkan. Okay. Go to the next page. Klipa shenu nechelas the rov bnei adam. Mutu la sira rak biyado b'kli she'eno miyuchad l'kach. He passes like the top of the Shabbos kitchen, not the bottom. Okay? And only some of Lusasa. And therefore, if it's solid, okay, cooked potatoes, bananot, even a sakin, lo bekliya miyuchad l'kach. You go maklev. You cannot use a peeler. Can't do it. See, paskins. Can't do it. What's the source? Egletal. Look at this now. I heard from Shlomo Zalman. Etzem adin shel kilav tzarachim. Why? Shrei havi psolas mito ochel. The yosef filo liyalt. We asked this question last week, right? Umash akosim shin chav alav sifir tes bealocha divul liklov. What did it say in liklov? Tahet tehu meshiyev shem binyan achev derach gilosu bekam. We read this last week. Tzorachim tzas. Tello hoya ev shalachtoch ha-beitza or ha-banana ulehot tiyas ha-ochem etoch ha-klipa. What right do you have to peel the apple, to peel the egg or the banana, slice it in half, and just pull the egg, the hard-boiled egg, or pull the fruit of the banana out? Yeh b'pnei shein derech ha-chila b'kach, it's not normal. Harei gamim nof l'psoz etoch ha-ochel regilin lo tiyas ha-psoz etoch ha-chilas ha-chila afiloch ha-eb chakas. Who cares about norm? Ulay Shloma. The cave of that klipa mechases kol ochel mikol tzadok. It's surrounded. Ukedei la'agia la'ochel tzorach shoyo laktoch es ha-beitza es ha-banana. Lochein mutter u'gamay de kiluf v'choshev nami k'derech hachil. It's a norm way to eat it. Mash'enke b'nof l'psoh z'toch ochel. The zerak mikre. A pebble fell into the grain. Or a piece of dirt fell into your soup, whatever it may be. A fly fell in. That's a derech mikre. That's why he needs a reborer. Elim Cain. Gabe kli rokuv b'mitzos. So partly it's a little bit rotten. Or tavit shal gabe lechem lahalon. There's a tag that says this bakery. Hare ev shal lecho masheroi ulahash es achelik arokuv oas hatavis tzarechim. You shouldn't be allowed to take that off. V'chempe tapuz, what's a tapuz? Orange. Asher rabim regilim lachtach oso l'arba chalokim v'lechol esa'ochim. How do you eat an orange, guys? How do you do it? Do you peel it or do you slice it in four? Who peels it? Who sliced it in four? Do both. It's very common to slice it in four. So the fizei, ech mutl l'klof v'kshuv shalim. Because that's normal. It's not like a banana. No one slices the banana and takes the banana out or slices an egg. No one does that. No one has the right mind. You could, but no one does it. But oranges, grapefruits, they slice it in half and they take it. Maisa b'chol yom. So she be not allowed to peel the orange? Never heard of it. Ad kana b'osem. We're trying to go a little bit in order. Okay, let's just try to get things straight. He says it has to be done sabach l'suta. So, okay, tzadi vav. We just saw it Mishnah Berurah Pei Gimel. He wants to know the following. Our question from last week. And he found the Meiri, he said so. And the Eglei Tal talks about it. What's going on? So what's the B'Shem Bazal answering? Shani Klipa, Shemachuberes Tfei, V'lechein Choshev Kemura. What does that mean? If it's no Tyrobus, this Sefer next to this Sefer, that's not considered to be Borer. Here, the peel of the onion and the onion, or the carrot and the carrot, or the cucumber and the cucumber, are really not mixed in, but since it's so tight, it's an organic connection, it's given the status of Mura. And so to what goes the Mushkedin, there it's not so tight. Whoa, another chiddush. Even an almond, it's no connection at all. You clutch the almond and it's floating around in there. Also considered tarumas. Why? Because it's surrounded on all sides. The chiddush nifloim v'naroim. Nifloim v'naroim. I would say it's dosh maybe, I wouldn't say it's borer. Okay. Next, Rebosa. The Yesh Lion. Afilu maklipa ain't a real achilu. Lama lo yemut a little of that snow. Afilu kliam yuchel lekach. Should be able to use a peeler. Why? But lo yitochen she yiklof rak as a klipo levada. Ki tomid nishar dovet beklipa tzas min ha'ochel. Vavi kiborer ochel me ochel uba oso ha'min. Wow. He wants to say it's mutter. Wow. Chazanish asks it. We'll get to that later on. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it should be mutter. Okay, Rabosai? So there are many svaras to be matter. At least, I don't know, maybe if the Rebbetzin in the house does such a perfect job, the back looks green. When I do it, the back looks very white. We're doing a cucumber. He wants to suggest another svara. I found the sefer, which I don't know if they have on the Oz or Chachma. I wouldn't have that doubt. Called Ayel Meshulish. People look to see if it's my curiosity. Okay. It's all about Borer. A whole sefer all about Borer. And when I learned Shabbos, I used this sefer. It first came out in Tov Dalet Shin Mem, 1984. And this sefer is a Borer. Look at that! Everything is over here. Yeah. Unbelievable. So the sefer Ayel Meshulash, all about Borer. He discusses this question. He's also bothered by this question. Amazing. Okay. See if I can find it. He must have taken something out. It skips here from Hora Tez Zion to Hora Chav Gimel. I smell a rat over here. Not finding what I'm looking for right now. The question is, a person who well, let's see if I can find. I apologize, I'm not finding what I'm looking for. Maybe I can find it in a second. Hold on. Oh. Page Kuf Nun Ches, I found it. Page Kuf Nun Ches, 158. How much introduction is there over here? estimating 20 pages. Try 178. Try it. An estimate. No, it's more than 20 pages. Okay, yeah, we're getting close. Next page. Here we go. Ein lahakshus. This kasha, right? The Shmir Shabbat is kasha. This safer. Makes the Shmir Shabbat doesn't exist. I don't show the politics. The Shmir Shabbat is the safer. It was written, even the new edition was written 5 years before. Not mentioned once in the whole thing. Also, I'll get involved now. Was on over here. Yeah, but he has the same kasha. Zeno, the dafik shalokech and apsolus ma'al ochel she'ein derech lekachna biyachad. B'zeh minon lo havi ma'isa bore. Ma'ashek and inu didan lo lam derech kilu fikach she'kolet m'ktas me'ochel. Shurisi she'ken koshna b'sefer p'tsos ha'shulchan. Whoa. P'tsos ha'shulchan, he says exactly the same thing. Doesn't tell exactly where it is. I wish you would tell me where it is. I can look it up. The netter for tomorrow. One of us will look it up. If you will, I'll look it up. And see if he says that. In other words, if you're doing it your regular way, I tell you, peel cucumbers on Tuesday also. So the fact that you always leave a little bit extra doesn't count. That's a chiddush. And you know what? If you want to hold from him, take a little bit extra off on Shabbos. Take a little bit more off on Shabbos than you do on Tuesday. Not even he agrees. That's another story when it comes to peeling cucumbers and things like this. Then we had the bialacha we had last week. This is chazer again. I'm piling on many tzirufim, Rabbi Osai, because I told you that we have to be mata what all the tzomer aser. So any possible hep that we possibly have, we have to do. Right? So we have to do the best we can. Maybe it's not tzirufim, it's not boring in the first place. Right? Maybe we said last time, I don't think I showed it to you in Shemir Shabbos, but we didn't have it last time. Let me get back to Shemir Shabbos. Okay. This is Kasha, right? We just saw this over here. All right. There's something else. There is a question, Rabbi Osai. Watch this. I'm a little bit patient. Going out of order, but for a good reason. Watch. Oh! Shamati Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is footnote Kufmer. The Kliya Miyucha Livrar the Tzorach Miyadi Bilvad Efshar. The Eino Bechlal Yisra Levar B'Kli. And therefore you can pour Tamsis Tei Derech Masnenes Repiatiyun. You can pour tea, the tea scents, out of the strainer, which is in the spout of the receptacle. Or to take out a tea bag from the cup, even though the tea is coming out and the leaves are staying in. Hagam shetipos tamsis atay mitaftafos minasakit. Ukemo shemut the liver biyad shem tamid the derech achila bekach and sakin psol b'toch ochel. All right, he says since mut the liver biyad samach achila mitam derech achila bekach kach mut the lachtoch bekli samach achila below osar mishem tochen etc. So here too, when it comes to borer shimush miadi. What did he use it for? An amazing fart. But mostly, who has rice in his salt shakers? Nobody in this room? In Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. They have rice because it's more humid. I guess it's got its globs. They put rice, it absorbs the moisture. Ishma gargire ores, etc. And he wants to suggest a new heter. It seems to me, Rabbi Osai, don't take the words of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman if only for shimush miyadi. Because, after all, even a salt shaker, you can somehow salt it now, and I eat it for 3 hours from now. You salt the salad, you want the salt to get in. It means it's used significantly, maybe primarily, it goes in the majority, for shimush miyadi, as opposed to a strain or a sieve that's used primarily for later use. This head of the chor should work with respect to a peeler as well. It's a nice svar. We said before, mentioned it on Thursday, that dash and bor are fundamentally identical. You can use a nutcracker, not because of egletal svar, because of our svar, namely, it's used for immediate use. You crack the nut and you eat it right away. Let's go to later on. Today, probably the majority of peanuts are peeled before the eating. You buy peanuts, which are already pre-shelled. There's peanut butter and there's peanut oil and there's peanut everything. Could be at the, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and that kind of stuff. That's not so common anymore in the circus or in the ball game. Where they give you the nut and you crack it and eat it right away. Am I right? Could be the majority will go on the internet. I don't know what the majority of peanuts are used for today in 2014. My guess is that the more peanuts are peeled long before they're eaten than those are peeled right before. It's a whole tumult. So what do you do now? We'll get that. As we saw the Eglital said, only Mutter is on the Alta. If most is for the Alta, if most is not the Alta. We'll have to see. It's going to be Mutter at the end, I hope. But we have to see why. Not so much why yet. We'll go slow. Back to the Bialacha, Shinya Tezdal Mitok, which we saw on Thursday again. I'm trying to get all the possible Snifim, the Hawking. You may recall, we saw the Yamshul Shlomo. What did the Yamshul Shlomo say? If something is an organic connection, the organic connection is considered what we call min echad, and even though it's not so edible, it's called tikkun ochla bialma. That would answer the question for both sides. How do you peel something? You take the salt with the chokah. The answer is no. No. Because it's tikkun ochla bialma. That being the case, it's not called borer at all. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Yamshul Shlomo. Okay? I'll read you again, just the one line after the brackets. It's about three quarters down the narrow, the wide lines on page 280. Apocha nami tikkun ochla bialmahu, v'ein shem malach alav, afilu kolef v'cholet tzatzamas me'al abosar, uvach yeli alter, ukemoshamin kolef shimu v'betzolim. Nu, after gam shem akribu upsoles, still it should be li alter. Why? So if you're going to use the peeler for immediate use, it should be mutter. It's called tikkun ochla, it's not called psoles. Typical svara. And for 2 hours now, it's called psoles. Let's go back to that one day. That's a shver svara. If it's not psoles, if it's min echad, why is it psoles when you're going to use it in 6 hours? Instead of the kasha? The logic, we'll have to come back to this at a later time. In addition, Rabbi Osai, the same Bir Halacha, when it's Melamed Tzchus, said, what about some of the soft bones? In the soft bones, it's less of a problem, because some people eat the bones. Lo mi boy, I'm going back up 10 lines. Lo mi boy, I'm the Chav Kisem Tzchus, that's how the line begins. Lo mi boy, my Atzamas Rikichi, Baruyim Kam Ken Lachila, the matzu, the gam, after the achash, my freedom, ochlam, will be ochlam. Then, in shem, solas, alayu, klam. Salt should apply, at least when it comes to carrots, when it comes to cucumbers. It's raw lachila. Most people don't do it, perhaps today in America, maybe you should check that up on the internet as well. It's not an issue of borer at all, mipshuto. Oh. Even outside solas is okay, if it's raw for raw for the other. Take a look at both sides, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin, Lamed Hay, we just saw before, Kismin, Sas Kismin, Hilo Yaharbe, and Royal Ishtos, Khan, the Roman Eldabosinum, or then in Yesh Vayayan, Sas Kamachin, Sheruyin, Lishtos, Khan, the Roman Eldam, Gamken, Shara, the Stan, and Afilim, and Mashamaris. Because most people It's roy to them. It's anyway, in any event, Rabbo says it's clear. Once you say it's roy for most people, they don't do it. You know, it's a deraisa, Rabbo says. Take a look, Rabbo says over here. The end of Sifkot Zion in Mishnah Berurah, Shinu Tes. He says, So our carrot and cucumber, worst case scenario, derabonah. You know, you get scared. I can tell you the word chayiv. You get scared. The chayiv scares most people. The raisa. Can't be the raisa, but sure not. The worst case it can be is derabonah, because some people certainly can have it. It's really there. Atchak. And now I come to the last point. I think the whole citation of the Egle Tal is erroneous. It's erroneous. I'll tell you why. You quote an Egle Tal, you gotta, it's true, he does say the Kli Miyuchad is a problem. If you want to be consistent to be an Egle Tal man, so follow the Egle Tal all the way. Look at the Egle Tal that's right over here. Watch. V'yerali im kile botzol echad afilu la'nichol echazman ein ze borer. What does that mean? Look what he says. Nearly in yin borer ochal mipsolas lupes hapsolas mafsik ben ochlin. We call that a tarobis. In bolechol kodesh yiver haray ochal gan hapsolas akal tarol levar hapsolas aval ochal upsolas hamunachim ze eitzel ze. What do you do with the Ramah? That's what bothered us. We thought no tyrovus, no borer. The Ramon and the Mogan Avram said it's borer, step shot in Yerushalmi, which we thought is maybe not the right shot, but okay. Oh, Yerushalmi. What in the world does that mean? Give me the English translation. Hakole pitzol means shumim, means garlic and onion. Shaklipos mafsikos bena ochlin. What does that mean? We never eat onions. You eat onions? Can onion eat it? Who in this room just eats plain onions? Yeah?
Well, no, not plain.
We all eat onions. The liver salad, the egg salad, whatever it happens to be. But I think he's saying over here is that part of the onion is a peel that you would not necessarily eat. And even within the onion, there are peels you would eat, like a garlic. Garlic, we've seen. You give a bang, and the cloves, and there are peels between every clove. So that's why it's considered a tarobes. I'm not exactly sure what the Rishami means, according to him. But apparently, when you're peeling it, the peels are considered between, mixed in with the cloves. That's considered to be borer. But what you take one garlic in your hand, or one onion in your hand, and you peel the outside, that's not called borer at all. No tyrovis. So how can you quote the Egle Tal who says, that the Kliya Miyuchad is Chayav, that's the source that everybody says. He himself, paragraph later, said it's okay if you only one. Whenever we peel carrots or cucumbers, we only one at a time. Mimakom Shebosa. So therefore, to summarize, Rabosai, to summarize, again, those who quote the Tal and the Machmed, he's making of them, it's just a little bit later. So therefore, I think the minhag of the women that we have is correct. Why? Many say there's no Issur Borer at all. We spoke about it last on Thursday at great length. Rishami didn't mean that case. Rishami meant Kolev when you're taking the the pile of fruits and their peels, respectively, all in one big pile, that's the Yerushalmi. But peeling is not a Yisur of Borer at all. Certainly, if it's eaten by many people, it's not a Shalom of a Doraisa, right? And with the Rabbanan, you can already quote the Svara, that's for immediate use. And you're removing part of the Ochel as well. And according to Rabbi Moshe, it's treated like a knife. And therefore, there should be many, many Heterim to at least take the peels off. Some of the Suda. Yes, Aruch HaShulchan went further than that. He wanted to be mocked even for many hours later. And so did the Bialacha. And Shin Chafal, when his Limud Tzchus, based on of Kasi, basically give him. That far, I'm not willing to go. Why should I go that far? Why should I stick my neck out to defend the custom, which I don't think exists necessarily? Or for sure, in his time it existed, he had to stick his neck out. Today, I haven't seen women being borer Friday night to Shabbos' meal. I haven't seen that. And I haven't seen them doing Shabbos for Shalosh Shudas either. I've seen them doing it out there. So now I'm about to say it's mutter. You want to tell me that they are possibly matter and even for 6 hours later? Yes, it's possible to exist. What are their names? Aruch HaShulchan. And Mishnah Berurah himself, and his Bialach has a limud tzchus, the Shin Chaf Aleph, based on his chat at the Bavli, the Havim is like the Yishalmi, part of the Maskan, the Bavli, Kasi, Kasi's wood. I'm not willing to go that far to be making. But for the Alt, I make Halacha L'maisa. I told you, Rav Moshe is matter in Shabbos kitchen. So now I have Rav Moshe on my side, in print, not just in the Alpeh. I think you have a right to rely on the Shita, L'maisa, L'maisa. Any questions? Yes.
Aruch
HaShulchan
said it was okay with a peeler even.
Aruch HaShulchan, you're asking a good question. Did he speak? Did I ever show it to you or I couldn't show it to him? Was that on Wednesday, the Aruch HaShulchan, or on Thursday? Wednesday?
Thursday.
So you never saw it? I passed it around. So who's your, how's your photographic memory? You speak about a peeler?
I don't know.
It doesn't mean he asked a peeler. I mean, he asked a peeler. He didn't discuss it. So he didn't say what? He didn't say he can't use a peeler. I don't think so. He said he was about to stop. To my knowledge. You look it up later yourself and see. I don't want to say what he did, what I don't know. And we want to save a little time. I can look it up again in this moment. Okay, Rabosai, that's my bottom line. Again, I told you, I said this is Shabbat Shubha Drosh in 1981. And then someone wanted to say I was a crazy rabbi. They ran to Rabosha. How much that was right. But for 10 years it wasn't printed. Thank God it was printed since 1991. The name of Moshe, from his son, quoted his father. I assume he knows what his father did in the house. So I feel much more comfortable since then. And even though I saw it being done long before I gave my drasha and my shiur about it, long before I was out of my house growing up. I always thought my parents were Shomer Shabbos. My wife saw in her parents' house. But there was Shomer Shabbos. Which what you saw in your house. I don't know. Maybe your parents are younger. They're afraid of the new books and that everything is awesome. My parents and my in-laws, they didn't have any books. They just knew what their mothers did. It's been done that way for years. The Eglei Tal said what he said. Yeah, but look at the end of the Eglei Tal. All the posts they have, Pagina Deburah. Quote the Eglei Tal asked the Klim Yochum. They don't quote the one at a time is good. It's not fun to see us Klim Yochum, not one at a time. I'll be honest with you, I don't exactly understand that too well. But in any event, Rabosai is the bottom line. Okay? Come with me so far? Good. So, this is the very important Yisrael. Now, let us go back to the Mishnah Berurah and try to cover some of the other points that we glossed over. I want to start with the Hakdamah. Mishnah Berurah's Hakdamahs are always very important. Now that you have the Sefer, you make a lot of use of it. This Sefer, again, is Nusach B'nei Brak, a lot of chumras. The author actually lived in Yitzchak Moshe at the time, and he thanks, on page 2 in English, warm expression of thanks I'm sent to the author, by the author, to Mrs. Shulamit Adler, that's my wife's sister. So I got a free copy. Who invested both thought and effort in translating the halakhas and index, striving to maintain accuracy in both. Wow. The translation in English, a very brief translation. The Sefer is, what is it? 200 pages, and the translation is 6 pages. But okay, but the translation is also a very good English index, and there's a Hebrew index, Everything's indexed. It's a huge index. It's very useful. Okay? Rabbi Osai. So we will spend a lot of time looking at the safe. Now we have it. Assuming we can get it on the screen. I'll try to leave it around. My name is in it. Okay? Ayel Meshulash. Keep it in mind. Let's open the Mishnah Berurah and see his Akdama. Okay? Hine Borer. Look inside, please. Look inside. Hine Borer. Who echad milametes avos malachas shel shabbos v'chayav and aleh gamkin chatas b'shogeg u'misa b'mezid. Whoa, this is getting scary here. Misa b'mezid. Okay. Tamal shamalos uvavon osenu harabim harbe anashim nichsholim v'yisuborim alkein ere levore osa b'ezer Hashem kol patem akim zaksimen hakdom tzor. Who? Ein chalisabora min atora kim beyechad mishlol shofan. So it's there where we came to call. Aleph. Din borab solas min aoka. I feel the borab yada like that level of yad. That's already a deraisa. This is the rakshi. Okay? She said there where we call the borab solas min aoka. Okay, fine. That's she. Fine. What does he say over here? Aleph in the bottom. Hainu l'rova poskin. As you said in the aloha. Rova poskin. Not everyone agrees. Okay, let's keep going. Beis, if we borrow the kli, shederach levrova, go benapo kvar, chayev afilu borrow achol nepsolz v'dat alecha miyad, shederach levrova the kli, pavu we borrow ha'ochel min apsolz, moshe nikvei akvar adakin, v'ha'ochel hu gas. Wait a minute, what did you say over here? What's ochel min apsolz? When there are small holes, and the food is thick. What are you passing? What stays in your hand is the ochel, and what goes out through the holes is the psolus. Keep that in mind. That's not self-evident. If you pull one out of the other, we know what it is. But if you hold it in your hand, what I would have said logically the other way around, what comes out is the nivra. He's saying what's in your hand is a nivra. Everyone follow me? Are you all following what I just said? It's not clear. That's what it says in that double. See soon to Machlemis. Upama huli hepech? Fine. Ubora bechlishen derech lirabob. Pot avalas. Kilo kamen? Fine. Gimel. Afilu ubora ochem and apsoz of the yodo? Ach shedat o lechol ach azman? Also chayim. Mabish chayim daraisa. In all three cases. Vein amut to livro ki in beofen she yizor bechol shlosh shofan and hainu. Shiva beochem and apsoz. All three, as we learned in school. I told you this already on Wednesday or Thursday, or maybe Tuesday, that the nature of the leniency is, it's called Derech Achila. It has to be called Derech Achila. It's not called Derech Achila, it's going to be us. That's the introduction. It's the introduction of both sides. It's the Shitas Rabbeinu Chanan. Who disagrees? Pashtus, we said that Rashi disagrees. Rashi is also a Talmud Chacham. What did you say? Rashi, the Elder Rashi. Especially for Ashkenazim. So we often follow Shitas Rashi. Okay? Rashi seems to say that Soles Mitov Ochel, Rabbi Osai, the altar is mutter. Not only that, but let's take a look and see the Rashi. I'm giving you a summation of also the Egle Tal, who says it, all these things beferish, but we'll look at it ourselves, okay? Maybe we'll look a little bit later. We have it on the screen anyway. We'll look up a little earlier. Let's first take a look at the Rashi's. Please take a look. This is Chazara from Tuesday Shir. It's already Sunday. It's almost a week later. I should forget most of it. Ayin Dal and Amud Aleph for Rashi. V'hatanya, the last narrow line. Le'el Chayav, against Tosis. Tosis, big time against Rashi. Next Rashi, L'rotz al-divar ha'ochlem mitoch ha'olim, v'lasef lefnei kol echad v'yechad, el ha'shotchan v'heim notlem v'ochlem, v'shituach zeh nifrash ha'ochlem ha'el. You get an impression from Rashi, two extremes. Is one man the Amar, that ochlem mitoch soles, miyad biyad is asur, because he was worried about the shadow of Kamai, he just threw it in front of him. On the other hand, for the Rashi v'otanya, it should come out that Napu Kvara is Mutter Lialter. That's what it comes out. Why? Votanya Liel Chayav. Ibuboro Meniach Lialter Mutter Lachatchila. But what are we talking about earlier? We're talking about a case of Napu Kvara. So Poshpa Kvot Rashi. Napa Kfar Lialter is Mutter. That's what it would appear. Now, if that's the case, so Biyad, which is more Kal than Napa Kfara, must be Mutter, even the Achazman. And it's all logic. The problem is a Rashi Faker. Rashi and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look at Rashi Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Chayev Yud Aleph, 11 Chiyuvim. What did he do? This is the third wide line. Birer Yofos, Hareza Borer. He's using his hands, presumably. He's taking the good from the bad. Afal Pikein, it's Chayev. It's like a steer in Rashi. Was an Ochel Mitoch Psoles Biyad Liachazman, the steer in Rashi. A steer in Rashi. Yeah, a good kasha. Let's take a look at the Italian as a kasha. Let's take a look back in a few pages. Let's see. Okay. Is this the beginning of Bora? Oh, we got the beginning. He goes to the various sheetas. Sheetas Rashi. Let's read a little bit of the Egletal to see his wisdom. Shitas Rashi, the Braisa Ayin Benapa Kvara, Uvaha Mechalek Abaye. Okay, that goes all to us through everything. Ochle Mito Psolos Biyad Mutter, you know why? Ein Derech Breira Bekach. As Rashi himself keeps saying, we saw this three times on Tuesday. Rashi keeps saying, not derech achila, that's the Rach speak. According to Rashi, I don't mean derech achila. Who's not derech breira? What he says? I'm going to read everything because it's too much time. Akosha lefizeh. Ochel mitok psolos biyad mutter. I feel lachazman. Why? Should ain't there a brera b'kach? Aye, Rashi says that I dalam and beis bor yafas lamei borer. Ochel dom souls mutter. Who asked this kasha? The Mogen Ovos. Who's that? Rav Mordechai Benet. He asked this kasha against Rashi. A steer in Rashi. Tiritz. Should the ain't derech b'kli have a biyad kemo b'kli? Fascinating. When it's normal to use a kli, and you decide to use your hand, then it's ein derech breira b'kach. But when it's normal to use your hand, the fact that you use your hand doesn't help. It's not considered to be any kind of a shinoi. Not considered to be any kind of a shinoi. You know it's going to come out something amazing. Using your hand is more chomer than a knot of tamchoi. And now a Gemara. Napas chayev, so on the time, because potter, yad is mutter. But in the case where it's normal, you use your hand, so on the time, is abnormal, and your hand is normal. Amazing. Amazing. Ochel rabosai, mitok soles, benapu kvara, liachazman. What's going to be? So the and Vital says, that kind of a case, according to Rashi, it's going to be Mutter Rabosai. Later on, he says over here, watch this. I'm showing you a few things. Geshtana das Rashi. Habar ocha mitok psolos biyad lecha lachazman mutter. Watch this. Uvikli habakfar lachazman chayav katas, of course. He wants to know why he had them in the kli. Ikas bikli. Goes to the various distinctions. In any event, Rabosai, this is something which is of importance. So Machlokas Rashi, therefore, and Rabbeinu Chanan. Okay? Fine. It's interesting, Rabosai, that the Rach requires Derech Achila, as we said before. Fine. Okay. Psolos mitom ochel biyad the altar. What the rock say? It's awesome. Okay? Awesome. Are you chayef? Pashas you chayef. Why? Look at the Gemara. The rock to be followed. Chizki. What did Chizki say? Chizki, oh my last few lines of the daf. Habore tu mitom mitom psolos shalem chayef. The Gemara explains, it's considered like psalms of ochel dami. So what? It's still biyad and biyad. Apparently, Rachel, you would be chayef. You would be chayef. Oh. There's a question over here. Lema kasaver chizke, the last line. Ochel mitom psalos aser. Oh, it changed the words. Until now, everything said what? Chayav. Suddenly it says, Asur? I'm not an expert in Girsos. You know that very well by now. Savyad Minchin. The Munich manuscript has the word Chayav over here. How do I know? I know about manuscripts. Look at the Chiddush Ritva and the footnote. They know about manuscripts. If they're experts in manuscripts, Footnote 67. He says the Giras is Chayef. It's Chayef. Fascinating. So they come out that the Rach, as we said before, everything is Chayef. Let's have all three Litivusa. And the Rambam seems to hold that way as well. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam verbatim. But that there are Rishonim who disagree. We're making Diyukim from Rashis, etc., etc. But let's look at Sipa Farish. Ask the see this in the Farish and it's on the Marabah Commons, I'll be sword, yeah? I'll show it to you right now. Don't trust me for anything. But never trust what I say. Never. Always look it up. Ritva. All the Marabah Commons. It's in two places. Two places to find exactly the same thing. Here we go. Watch this. Uladas atosis. Afilupsoles mitoka ochel mutter liver velecho lialta biyoda. Can't argue with this. Black on white. Black on white. We just read it. It's earlier also. Black on white. Black on white. Let's analyze very carefully the Gemara and see what the Gemara says and what Tosa says. I want to see if we can say a Chiddush Nifla, which I haven't seen anyone to say ever. You'll tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. Let's look carefully. On both sides, we know the five sheetahs in the Gemara. I'm not going to review that again. We follow Abaye, and according to what we saw, many Rishonim say that Abaye's opinion is accepted, accepts not only what he himself says, but he accepts the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Menuna as well. And we saw the Lashon of the Gemara, they only argue the Ukipta, they didn't ask Bechi, they're only asking for the Midi Katani, etc. We'll assume that for the moment. Let's go right. After studying the five heaters, we'll see like this. Hoyu lefanav shnei minei ochlin. Ubir evi ochel, ubir evi niech. Ravashi masni potter, ravir evi difti masni chayim. Okay, it's a machloikas for both sides. Ravashi masni potter. Look carefully now. Iva hotani chayim. The $1 million question is right here. What is hotani chayim? So Rashi says, hotani chayim, liel chayim. Now what did it say, liel? That's the brisa from before. That's the brisa from before. What did it say? Let's read the brisa from before. Hoyo lefana minei ochlin, boro veochlin, boro veniach, lo yivror, v'imbir chayev chatas. But that has a history attached to it, that last line, v'imbir chayev chatas. What's the history of that last line? The history of that last line is, yechayev chatas in specific cases. Some cases are not chayev chatas. So Rashi says the question from the Gemara, from the brisa from before. So Rashi asks, the baboru meniach lialter mutal lechatchila havya upotter aval osir leka. No such case exists of osir. That's what Rashi says. It's chazir again. Back to the Gemara. Again, ayvotoni chayov lo kasha. When are you chayov? And when are you potter? Ha beknon betamchoi. Ha benapu kvara. So Napa Kvara Rabosai is Chayav, and Knova Tamchoi is Potur. That's how Ravashi is going to answer. Okay, the Brisa is Knova Tamchoi, and I say Potur, but Napa Kvara, it's not normal. This is Rashi's travel with me so far. Tosis. The Tosis. V'hotanya Chayav. Pirish Mekuntris. The Haino Bryce of the Liel. Can't be. Kosher the Ree. The Lamai, the Mukmina, the Labanapu Kvara. Mashma. Dafka Labo Bayom Osur. Avali Alter Afil the Banapu Kvara. Shari. That's what should emerge according to Shitas Rashi. And in Beitzer, it says it's Osur. Bechol Inyan. Napu Kvara is Osur no matter what. That's the kasha. Okay? V'nira l'ri, the b'raisa d'liel, ayim b'bora b'yad. V'hoch ha'damuk l'banapu k'vara, b'raisa achriti, v'afilu l'yal t'chayav chatos. It's a different b'raisa. You might never ask from the same b'raisa. That's a very important nakud. That's important nakud number one, right? Is v'atani chayav the earlier b'raisa, which leads to kulis, or another b'raisa, leads to chumis. Now one more time, so then we can focus our attention again. Rabosai, look at the next piece of Gemara. The next piece of Gemara, Rabosai. It's a story. Kiyas Rabdimi Yama Shapta of the Rabbibi Havavikli, the Rabbi Amir Ravasi, the Shadda Kamaka called the Pay of Leodana. E Mishum, the Sava Ochamitok Solas is also. Rashi said, no matter what, Ochamitok Solas, Biyad, Biyad, everything's us. Which we can't even believe that, but Rashi said, he mishum, ayin yafu de mechave. No. He just gave a lot of stuff out, but it would have been mutter to separate ocha mitop soles biyad biyad. So what's Taka did? Chizki Omar, Chizki says, now notice, Chizki Omar, is that a new din or an old din? Chizki Omar, what does that mean? About saying new or old?
That's,
a hemshich or something new?
That's
hemshich. What's in the side base? Omar Chizkiya. Rabosai, I'm all of a sudden becoming a Gersa pro here. First we had Osir Chayav, then Omar Chizkiya Omar, so we make a big difference, I'll show you in a minute. So our Gersa is Chizkiya Omar, it's a Hemshech. Habore Turmusin Mitoch Psole Shalen Chayav. Keep that in mind, it's a Hemshech. Let's go back to the Tosis. V'loy Adana. E Mishim de Kosovo, Mitoch Psole Osir. Pirish. Lo yedana, mashalo birim tchila, kodem sheviam lefneim. I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. Avalein the farsh that Rashi did. Mashlo birim b'shas v'niel lifneim. Then came Michael. Am I rishim the kosav al mitom psalos aser? No, the chulei alma shemini al mitom psalos lialter. Rashi said no. Rashi has more wide-ranging opinions, greater chumras of potential, and greater kulis. That's why I wanted to say machlo between Rashi and Tosis. Fine. Let's turn to the Bei Halacha Rabosai. Shin Yud Tes Siv Dalet Mitoch. We saw it already. The very beginning. The very beginning. The very, very beginning of the Tosis. That would be our local record. She tests Dalit, the beginning of Mitoch. Please look very carefully. Mitoch Ofo. B'chein Kosev Aran Perek Alam Hashem Rach. Right? What is he saying? Psalos Mitoch Ochel Afil Biyad is Chayav, no matter what. Kosev Rabba Magid, Kehiskel Ramban. Which can hear my halachas, the riff. I don't know where he got to the riff. I don't know. Fine. Maybe Turmus is the achas, man. Fine. Ulechora mashma de tos in the first year. Tos also. Why? The bedibra maskam lo yadana v'chuli. The first year. May de kama sham. He mishab de sabar. Ochle meto psalas asur. Hainu li achas man. Okay. That we understand. Here's the kila I want to dispute. Umemela. Watch this. Ma de koma gemara hakach lema kasava chiskia ochem mitom psalas asur hainu gamkein b'liachas man, and the gemara refutes it by saying no, turmis is psalas doch ochel damya umeimer da baye the mechayav lachas man koy apsolas mitoch ochel v'chein nira mikushas abaye sham ayin sham. Whoa. What's he saying over here? A chiddush. Suggesting that ochel b'tom psolas, the yachas man is shari. How can that be? Because why? Let's look at me the words one more time. Tosis v'lo said we're talking about the yachas man against Rashi. Memela, it's a keyword memela. The Hemshech HaSugya, Lemim Savachizkiya, is also the Achazman. And what did Gemara say? It's Psalms of Ochel. It's also Psalms of Achazman. That's only Rabosai, Gavigiris Yachizkiya Omar. Pardon me for being a machmer over here. Once in a while, right? It's all the Girsa Chizkiya Omar. But the Girsa is Omar Chizkiya, then no. That's a whole new din. That's a whole new din. The riff and the rush of the Gisa Amar Chizkiya. It's a whole new din. No Numa came before. Get to be a lot about the our Gisa. Wow. More than that, Rabosai. Even if you'll say that it's not Chayav, what the Bialach is trying to say, we should say that it's at least going to be Asur. Especially if the Girsa of the Ksav Yad Minchin, which is what? What? Leyev and Kasav and Chizka, Oman of Solos, Chayav. But the Bialacha had the Girsa what? Asur. So it's coming to the corner, it's going to have a kind of mutter. So I wanted to say that although I love Kulis, especially to justify Klal Yisrael, this particular one that the Halacha is suggesting, based upon the Tosis, is not necessarily Mukhrach. He wants to be Matir Ochel Mitom Psolos Liachas Man, Biyad, I'm not ready to go so far. Forgive me for being a Shemachar today. I don't want to follow the Orach HaShulchan all the way for Liachas Man. I don't want to be, I'm a big Machmer, what can I do? I don't want to be go to these schools of Liachas Man. Fine. However, Rabosai, the Heter of Psolos Mitom Ochel Lialter, that speaks to me. According to the Rachi Chayef, here we're going to be mitzar of certain shittas, which not only me, we read the Ritva, and not only that, the Bialacha includes that as well. Take a look at the last three lines in the same page of Bialacha. Last three lines. The Yesh Mitzarev, the Zed, Gamkein, Das Ezem, and Arishonim, who were based Yosef, Bibirka Yosef rather, Shesovrin, the Lialter, Mutter, Apsol, and Ochel. We just saw Tosfos, the Ritva quoted from Tosfos. Even though Rabim Aser and the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass like that, But when the others svaras lahakel, we cannot protest against those who are following this shita. The achaz manish, I like this. I like this tziruf. Who else says that way? Presumably, Rabbi Osai, the Rashba holds that way. Because the Rashba is a klal in Avodas HaKodesh. Let me read it to you. Let me show it to you in the Magen Mishnah. It's really easy to see it there, you'll see. Now, the Avodas HaKodesh is a sefer that we're all missing. What are we missing? Last year we learned Yerodei Chulu, we had the Torah Sabayas. Remember that? And the Torah Sabayas Aruch, we spent so many hours on. And the Kotzer, just a little summary. The Avodas HaKodesh also had an Aruch and a Kotzer, but we lost the Aruch. Unfortunately. That's an irretrievable loss. It's a loss which is mind-boggling. It's all about Erevin, about Yom Tov. It's just too much to comprehend. It's just too troubling to even think about it. But it's a reality. We lost it. Well, where's the Magen Mishnah? The Magen Mishnah quotes this concept from the Rashba, this Rebbe, this is Talmud of the Rashba. Hashbara Yisod, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are similar to some extent. And the Rashba writes in his quote here in the Magen Mishnah as follows. Because of the Rashba. Watch this. Masha Arbu Avalo Benapa, Kumesh Yeshba, Shabbos Chi of Chadas. Below Rotsu Latira Beyond. Kiddush Noira. Rabos Yod, Ochel Nevesh is Mutter. And the Rashba, whatever is Chayev on Shabbos, is Oster, at least with Rabbanon, on Yod. We'll be talking about Hatam as a Yotzalo, Shekol Ma Sheyeshba V'Shabbos Chiyav Chatas, Kigo, Borer Shalo Lechol Yalte, Elo Niyach Lebo Beyo, Hafil Beyond of Oster. V'chein Adin B'Shnei Menei Ochlin, וכבר נספור פרק שמיני אוכל שבס, מה ישריך חלס בשבס? ואני אומר, I say, זה דמר ראשון, כבוד הרב במקום המונח. With all due respect, you know what that means usually. It's not going to be really. Yeah? Usually means disrespect today, but okay. שאין כל מה שיש בו בשבס חייב חדס, עושה ביותר. Why? שראי ברירס פסולס מתוך אוכל אפילו ביד, even מיד, יש איזה חייב חדס בשבס, את רמב״ם סד, וביונת מותרס, על הדרך של הסבור, מייר את הקקש, against the Rashba. You know what the answer is? The Rashba argues in the Rambam and the Rach. Rashba, like the Ritva quoted in Deya. The Rashba must hold that Solas Mitoch Ochel, Miad Biad, is Mutter. Excuse me, is at least Potter, maybe Mutter. Had it been Chayav on Shabbos, would be Yosser on Yontif. It's Mutter on Yontif. So it must be Mutter. We don't find Easter up on it. Presumably it's absolutely Mutter. That's what it is. Amazing. This leads us to our next topic, which we have to at least begin today, and we'll have to see it a little bit more tomorrow. I put in the Maram Makomas the entire Tourism and Shin Yotex, the whole thing. That's a long. But you should read to it if you can tomorrow. And there is an important line which is alluded to over here in the our Tosfos. We have a Tosfos over here. Let's see the Tosfos. We still have a few minutes, and then we'll have to see the rest tomorrow. We'll see how it's going. Tosfos is right over here. Borer v'ochel ochel mitoch psolos. I ain't dialing it out. It's all chazar, but mashma the ochel mitoch psolos ain't there a greer b'kach. Okay. The kosher. It says in that kuf lamaches. Madarga shall borer, borer ochel mitoch psolos. Ribbono shel olam. So ochel mitoch psolos should be chayev. Kedaka b'kach. Yeshlam ano. The hasan the psolos meruba al ochel. Have you ochel mitoch psolos derech breira. Rabosai, the general normal way is to save time and effort. It always saves time and effort to take the smaller amount out of the bigger amount. Makes perfect logical sense. There's a chiddush nifla menorah here in this Tosfos. That the halakhic way to be dubara on Shabbos is only if it takes the majority from the minority. Because that's the abnormal way to do it. It's always normal to take the minority from the majority. So typically, at pebbles and grain, the normal way is to take the pebbles from the grain. You take the grain from the pebbles. But again, an unusual case. There's more psolos than ochel. According to Tosca, we have to do. You're not going to believe it. What are you required to do on Shabbos? What? What? No? So, that's right. You're required to psolos without ochel. That's abnormal. Not fakert. Obviously, with the rach of derech achilim. We'll take a look for just for half a minute. We'll stop in a minute. In the first bialach, at the very beginning. Watch this. V'hinei, the fifth line. V'delo hetik ha-mechaba yashidus ha-toysus v'sfirlu. The ochel mitoch ha-psolus hu dav kish-ochel meruba la-psolus. Hon psolus meruba derech liver ochel v'chal breiru t'asar. Mashma delo svir lekein. We don't pass like our toysus. V'chein mashma lekamon v'siv dalet v'hago. What siv dalet v'hago? What does it say? Habora psolim the ochel is chayav. Says the Ramah. Afilu ha ochel meruba v'yesh yoseh torah v'priyas breiras ochel. Afilu hachi lo yiver ha psoles afilu kedei lechol li'alter. But according to Tosis, it would be mutter. So the Ramah and the Mechaba by silence passing against our Tosis. It makes perfect sense according to what we said with the Rach. According to the Rach, the nature of the heter is derech achila. It's not a majority versus a minority. But Tosis l'shita some that the nature of the heter is ein derech brera b'kach. Ein derech brera means the normal way to do it is to take the minority from the majority. So in the typical case, the minority is so it's a few pebbles in the wheat. So you're not allowed to do that. You gotta take the wheat. But in the funny case, where the majority is the psolus, the normal way on Tuesday is to take the ochel from the psolus. On Shabbat, they do the counterintuitive thing. Take the psolus with the ochel. So that's a Mishnah Berurah. We don't pass in that way. Even though it's a day in Tosis, you'd think that someone should blow the whistle and should worry about it. He says, no, we don't pass in that way. That's what he says. By both sides, time is up. We'll have to stop here. We'll see the tour maybe does pass in that way. Even though it's not close to Shulchan Aruch. We'll see more to be out of the Shemaya tomorrow, regular time. Okay, good. Want to have mincha now? Who? We'll take Tosos of Hogel. Who has to leave?
Sorry.
Both have to leave?
Still have no, I can stay.
Still have a minute. Chas Shalom, I didn't mean to chalil b'chas use the word psolos. I just meant that it's faster than we said before. Only be Tosos. They take the minority out of the majority. That's chalil b'chas. I didn't mean to say anything. We should take it hard.